Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today I'm joined by Nicolas from Cognac Lera. How are you doing today, Nicolas?
Yeah, fine. Thank you. It's a pleasure to join you and to talk about cognac.
Can you tell us what product are we tasting today?
Today we are tasting the Lera Extra Glory. So it's an exceptional product, an exceptional cognac. It's an old blend with very old eau de vie inside.
I imagine since all of the cognac from Lera are from the Fambois, that this Glory is also from the Fambois. Is that correct?
Yes, this Glory is made with the oldest eau de vie from the Chez Paradis of the Domaine de Chez Maillard. And this Domaine de Chez Maillard is located on a limestone hill in the Fambois terroir. So yes, it's 100% from Fambois and also 100% from Uniblanc grape variety.
What is unique about a limestone hill in the Fambois?
It's completely unique on the way that the estate is located at the east of Cognac and at the south of Angoulême. But in fact, we are very close to the Grand Champagne region. So we have some similarities with the quality of the soil of the Grand Champagne terroir. Quite interesting for the aging of the eau de vie.
You mentioned that this Extra Glory comes from the Paradis cellars at Lera. Can you explain what is a Chez Paradis?
The Chez Paradis is the part of the cellar where we keep the oldest eau de vie from a cognac house. So you can find a Chez Paradis in all the cognac houses, and it's where you can find all the treasure, all the piece of history of each cognac house.
For this Extra Glory, do we have any idea how old it is?
It's quite difficult to give a precise age of this blend because it's made from very old eau de vie. And in fact, this eau de vie was already in the Chez Paradis when Francis Abécassis purchased the estate at the end of the 19th. And it was quite difficult to find all the documents that we need, especially for the customs, to prove the age of each. So it's quite difficult to give a precise age, but we can say that it's an average of 70 years old, with inside a small percentage of eau de vie from 1918. As we said, it's a real piece of history, and it's interesting to know that each cellar master tried to keep the same style and transmit like an heritage this cognac to the other generation of cellar master.
What would you say is the style and identity of this Cognac Extra Glory?
This cognac is elegant, but also characterized by an exceptional complexity. Maybe we are going to talk in detail about the aromas also, but on a general way, it's definitely elegant and very complex.
I noticed that it's bottled at 45%. Can you explain the reasons for why Lera chose to bottle this at 45%?
This blend is made from old batches, and it was produced by the last generation of Lera family. So to keep its identity, it was decided to preserve the natural alcohol degree at 45.
It's not a single barrel, but it's a brut de feu in the sense that there has been no reduction.
Exactly, completely.
Were any additives like coloring, any sugar, anything like that used?
Yeah, no, in fact, the idea is to keep the identity and also the historical aspect of the product. So yeah, no additive and a natural degree.
You mentioned that the cognac that makes up the Extra Glory comes from the Paradis, but at some point they were just in the normal cellar. Can you describe the conditions of the cellar in terms of humidity and temperature and any other factors, please?
In fact, we keep the eau de vie for aging in old cellar. So it's a cellar made with local stone long time ago. And in fact, these cellar are humid a little bit, and it allows to have a relation with temperature of the season, but also the interior of the cellar and the barrel. So it's a relation between these three players, the barrel and the cognac, the cellar and the season. And these cocktails of three players give the best condition for aging the cognac.
And as far as barrels go, is there a specific barrel policy or a barrel philosophy at Cognac Lera?
We have just one supplier for the barrel because it's a kind of personal relation between them and us. They need to understand completely what are our needs in terms of aging and the type of barrels. And we use only oak wood from the Limousin region in France. It's a question also of tradition, but it's linked to the aromas and the specific identity of the product.
How, Nicolas, would you describe the nose of this Extra Glory?
The nose of Glory is very aromatic and also complex. It displays exceptionally round and elegant notes, in particular of cedar, dry fruit, and you can find also honey. Very aromatic, but also quite fresh, so very surprising.
What about on the palate?
So the taste is also surprising, with a long length and an amazing richness made of candied fruits, paper, and a little bit of cinnamon. The finish here is quite warm, sustained by a little bit touch of lemon. And you can also discover some aromas of cigar box and candied orange.
How does this Extra Glory separate itself from the rest of the range? What would you say?
In fact, it's linked to the age and to the history. This cognac is quite exceptional. And again, it gives a vision of what was the cognac production a long time ago. I think it's interesting for the people who already know Cognac Lera to discover the Extra Glory because it gives a vision of the past.
Thank you very much, Nicolas. Bonne fête, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, Taylor, and bonne fête de fin d'année à tous. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!